It is time to go beyond the playbook. Joining us on this Monday morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. The Bills are now 6-6 after a 23-3 loss to the Patriots. What happened on Sunday?
Yeah, ugly. Before we get into the game, though, I want to point out one play that was just absolutely disgusting. There's no place in football. After the Patriots put the game away, Bills rookie cornerback Tre'Davious White intercepted a Tom Brady pass and fell out of bounds. In one of the worst cheap shots I've seen in years, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski launched into White with a punch in an elbow that was absolutely uncalled for. He better be suspended. It looked like he may have knocked White out with that dirty hit from behind while he was laying on the ground. And on to the game. What is there to say, I guess? It was a typical Bills-Patriots matchup. And the funny thing is, I gave my Uncle Tony a ride to the game. And when I picked him up, he asked how I think it would go, being understandably pessimistic. I said I thought one of two things would happen. They'd either get blown out or joke that they'd tease us, as they so often do with that close game. And after a while, just bam, the Patriots would just take the hammer and squash the Bills like an annoying bug. And this was not a difficult prediction, but this was exactly how the Bills-Patriots matchups have gone over the last couple of decades. At this point, they're almost like Hallmark movies. You know exactly where they're going, but you still watch. I guess at least I still watch. Always ends up the same way, though, unfortunately for Bills fans. They're the foil to the Patriots' dominance, and it went that way again yesterday. Yesterday was just no different.
Yeah, but the players, of course, are different this year than last year, other years past. Who stood out for better or worse?
Well, the offense was brutal. It was a game like yesterday that showcased kind of how close yet how far away the Bills actually are from contending. They held the high-powered Patriots offense, which came into the game ranked number one overall in the league, to just 9 points in the first half. If the Bills' offense could have capitalized and generated any sort of momentum, they would have had a clear path to take over the game yesterday, as there were plenty of opportunities, and Brady and the Patriots' offense just wasn't exactly clicking. Once again, goes back to the quarterback, or lack thereof, but also standing out in a bad way were the Bills' receiving corps, led by Jordan Matthews, if you want to call him a number one guy, I guess. They were downright bad. Lacked separation, dropped a number of passes, particularly late in the game when Tyrod Taylor went down with an injury and Nathan Peterman was trying to lead a comeback of sorts. Unfortunately, Taylor was knocked out of the game with a knee injury, and details are sparse as to his condition going forward. But even when he was in, he was atrocious. Taylor finished the game with 9 completions on 18 attempts for 65 yards. Peterman wasn't much better, as he went 6 of 15 for 50 yards. LeSean McCoy, he had his usual 100-plus yard from scrimmage game in a bit, I guess, was a bit of white noise. Unfortunately, though, a standout performance from McCoy is not enough to overcome a matchup against a complete team like New England, even when they're not on top of their game.
Okay, well, it's still just one game, but what does it mean moving forward?
Yeah, we touched on this a little during Friday's show. Despite the loss, the Bills are still in the playoff picture, but like so many seasons, their playoff hopes rest largely on other teams. They could still get to 9-7. I mean, technically 10-6 if they beat the Patriots, but see that happening after yesterday. Still a big assumption, though, even getting to 9-7, that they have to win both games against the Dolphins and next week against the Colts. Despite all that, they're going to need help going forward. So it might not be long before we start talking draft position.
Oh, boy.
I know. And on that note, it was great to see the Kansas City Chiefs continue their free fall, as they've won one of their last 6 games, giving Bills fans increased optimism that the Chiefs' first-round pick could be growing in value, which Buffalo, of course, holds. But before we go there, I guess, entirely, we'll check in with the handy New York Times playoff simulator, which has the Bills hovering at less than 20% in their chances to make the playoffs. Even if they go 3-1 in the remaining 4 games, their chances still hover right around 50%. Granted, that number can go up or down depending on other teams. And come on, I guess if any team or any city is due for a break in our favor, it's Buffalo. Going forward, though, we're at that expected time of the season where we've been conditioned for so many years. We're in the hunt.
In the hunt.
Yes.
It haunts us at holiday time, doesn't it? Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
You got it.